It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Next month, New York City will have a new police commissioner, the current chief of department, James O'Neill. He'll be coming in at a time when tension between the police and communities of color are still high, even though the outgoing commissioner, Bill Bratton, was brought in 2.5 years ago to help mend that. Here now to talk about the issues the new head of the NYPD will face are Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, a former police officer himself, and Robert Ganchi, the director of the Police Reform Organizing Project. Welcome back, both of you, to WNYC.
Thank you very much.
So, Mr. Borough President, what do you think of Mayor de Blasio's choice of James O'Neill? He's a career cop. What do you know about him?
I've known Chief O'Neill, for over 30 years. We served together as transit police officers when I started my career. And I think that different times call for different types of leadership. We no longer have a public safety problem. We have pockets of crime. But for the most part, we have a public relation problem. The police, for the most part, is distrustful of the public, and the public is distrustful of the police. And so the good parts of our city are not coming together and realizing we need each other, and I think O'Neill could play a role in accomplishing that.
And Mr. Ganji, you head an organization that has been consistently critical of the broken windows policing that Bratton brought here. You said you don't know O'Neill personally, but what do you make of this choice?
Well, we're not encouraged. O'Neill is clearly a protege of Bratton. He was Bratton's actually handpicked successor. We don't see him departing from quota-driven broken windows policing that by any measure that you could apply targets low-income people of color. Ticketing and arresting them for engaging in activities that have been virtually decriminalized in white communities. And, but also because de Blasio has embraced broken windows very vocally and very publicly, we see the same practices continuing, and these are practices that are marked by a sharp racial bias.
Now, Commissioner Bratton portrayed the incoming Commissioner O'Neill as integral to the city's implementation of its neighborhood policing program. The program has been described as a more intimate way to know the officers on the beat, even by name. Do you think this will change things?
No, we see it primarily as old wine in a new bottle. Bratton has been promoting neighborhood policing for almost since he came into office. He even created a new position, Deputy Commissioner for Collaborative Policing. We simply don't really see a change on the ground. For example, arrests for possession of small amounts of marijuana have actually been increasing this year over last year under Bratton. We advocates who are promoting fundamental changes in policing, we need to keep the pressure on de Blasio and on the NYPD.
And Eric Adams, Borough President of Brooklyn, what's your take on the neighborhood policing program?
I could not agree more. The importance of having advocates keep the pressure on. First and foremost, I'm a strong supporter of broken window policing. I'm not a supporter of the abuse of any good policies. Under this administration, there has been a substantial stop and drop in stop, question, and frisk. There's been a substantial drop from the previous administration in low-level marijuana arrests and a focus on those who are committing crimes. And the city, for the most part, particularly in the area of Brooklyn, there's different styles of policing that is needed based on what community you are in, but with the same focus and goal of public safety in mind. You get a large number of calls from residents in the Brownsvilles and the Bed-Stuys and other economically challenging high crime areas that are calling for increase in police presence to deal with some of the street level activity that can bring down the quality of life of a community.
And Mr. Ganji, I mean, you're sort of against this. I mean, what does the department need to do to push the NYPD to improve relations between police and the community?
The relationship between law enforcement and communities will improve when law enforcement stops engaging in broken window style policing. These broken window kind of policies have contributed to the breakdown in the relationship between the community and police. And that relationship will not improve until the police stop engaging in what are blatantly racist practices.
And Mr. Borough President, your thoughts on this?
I want to be extremely clear because I don't want my words to be misinterpreted, because I led the fight through the city council to have the decriminalization of those broken window type infractions. But I do not support the open violation of those minor infractions. Police should enforce those infractions. They should not be criminal actions, but they should be enforced to not erode the quality of life.
Okay, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, former police officer, and Robert Ganji, the director of the Police Reform Organizing Project. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.